Yesterday we heard Jesus say that whoever does the will of our Father in heaven, his Father in heaven, our Father in heaven, is his mother, his sister, his brother. Quite an extraordinary thing to say. And immediately after he says this, he launches into a long series of parables, and that starts today. This is Matthew chapter 13, sometimes referred to as the Discourse of Parables. We'll be pondering parables for the rest of this week and into next week, I think. So it's interesting that immediately after identifying the way of bringing forth his life into the world, he starts speaking about parables, and he starts with this famous parable of the sower, as if to say, you've taken a look at my mother who is not only my natural mother, the means by which I was born, but also the perfect example of this spiritual mother, the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Once you get her in your mind, the mother of God, well, now you're prepared to receive the seed of the word. Once you have an idea of what good soil is, well, then you can be good soil for the word. And that's at the center of today's parable. You know this parable. There are different kinds of soil. The same seed planted in different kinds of soil bears different amounts of fruit, or in most cases, no fruit at all. But good soil, rich soil, bears a lot of fruit, an abundant fruit. Now we can reflect on this from many different perspectives. First of all, it's important to note that when we plant seeds, we tend to be very careful about where we plant them. But God doesn't seem to have much concern about where he scatters the seed of his word. He just throws his word everywhere, as if he's willing to waste it, knowing that if it lands in at least some good soil, it will bear so much good fruit that it's worth it. That seems to be what the parable indicates. Who would throw seeds on a footpath? Well, God does. Who would throw seeds on rocky ground or thorny patch of thorn? Well, that's what God does when he scatters his word. The seed in this parable has all the potential. The seed is itself the whole gift. It has everything it needs as long as it has the right environment. So the power for bearing fruit comes from the seed, not from the soil. The soil is the receiver, not the initiator. The seed, if it's in the right place, just naturally bears good fruit. That's what a seed does. That's what it's for. That's what the word does. That's what the word is for. It has a power of its own to be abundantly fruitful as long as it's in the right environment, the right soil. Now, we know that means we have to be good soil. It happens that this year, this parable comes in the week of the story of Martha and Mary, the gospel we heard on Sunday. So naturally, we think of Mary of Bethany as another example of good soil, because what did she do? She chose the better part. She chose the one thing that's necessary. She chose to sit at the feet of Jesus and listen to his words. Exactly what this parable is talking about. She's good soil. Mary of Bethany is good soil. Mary of Nazareth is good soil. We're to be good soil. Well, good. Why doesn't that work all the time? Because there are things that get in the way of the fruitfulness of the seed. In our own lives, we can think of lots of things, but the most obvious things, of course, is our sins. Sins are real obstacles, a real footpath experience. If we're caught in sin, whatever, envy, pride, lust, greed, sloth, these things prevent the seed from even germinating in the first place. So that's obvious, get rid of sin. But there are also things which are not bad in themselves, which can clutter up the ground. And this, I think, is what happened to Martha in Sunday's gospel. It wasn't that she was doing anything bad. She wasn't, you know, stealing or you know, falling into envy. What she was doing was taking a good intention, meaning hospitality for Jesus and the apostles, and exaggerating its importance and losing the center, the very reason why she was doing it. So that's something like, perhaps you could say, the rocky ground or the thorny ground. She has some good intentions, but other things start to interfere, and Jesus identifies those. He says, Martha, 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 you are anxious and upset about many things. Many things. Many rocks, many thorns, many details of hospitality, many good ideas that you want to accomplish. But all of these things, these many things, are getting in the way of the one thing, and that is the reception of the word. You're not listening to the word. You're not providing good soil for the word. So that's the warning being given to us here. Yes, be good soil, but be aware of what prevents us from being good soil. Now, we have an example of this in today's first reading. We begin to read from the prophet Jeremiah, and it's almost comical what happens here. The word of the Lord came to me thus. Okay, the seed came to me thus. And the first thing the Lord says to Jeremiah is, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Okay, before you were even soil at all, good soil, bad soil, rocky soil, footpath, whatever. Yeah, before any of that, I already knew you. Before you were born, I dedicated you. I chose you to be a prophet. So, you see, the initiative all comes from God. It's not as if we have to be good soil first before God chooses us, or we have to be good soil first before God will speak to us. No, God already has in mind that how we can be fruitful. The funny thing here is, right after God says, I knew you before you were even born, Jeremiah says, ah, Lord God, I know not how to speak. I am too young. Well, you're too young. How old were you when you were in the womb? How old were you before you were even conceived? In other words, being too young, it has nothing to do with it. God already knew before you were even young. But this is it. Our objections put in context of God's plan really make no sense at all. How can anyone be too young when God had a plan for us before we were even conceived? It's like saying, you know, I'm not good soil. Well, even before you were soil, God had planned for you. Now, looking out into the congregation here, I don't see anybody who's too young. Well, maybe our brother here maybe might claim that he's too young, but I think the more common objection among this congregation would be, I'm too old. I can't do this. I can't do this for the Lord. I'm too old. Or we could come up with many other excuses. I have too many other things to do. I'm too busy. I have responsibilities, or so-and-so needs me, or I tried that before and it didn't work, or gosh, we could come up with lots of excuses. None of them make any sense. None of them are relevant, because we act as if the initiative comes from us, as if we have to be fruitful on our own. That's not how it works. God has a plan for us to be fruitful. God is the one who has already determined that we can bear much fruit. Our task is to listen, to receive, to welcome, to nurture, to take on the role, a maternal role, if you want to use yesterday's gospel. Take on a maternal role. Welcome this life and let it grow inside us, and then it can come forth from us in abundance. So I think that's a good lesson for us to learn again, all of us who are dedicated to pondering the word. Pondering the word is providing good soil for the word so that it can do what it was meant to do, bear much fruit.